This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. In these final weeks before Election Day, Homeland Security officials have been warning of a possible terrorist attack. They've been watching airports, seaports, and borders. Yesterday, Tom Ridge, the Secretary of Homeland Security, contended that the nation is getting safer. Ridge said the U.S. is doing a better job tracking the cargo ships that arrive in U.S. ports.
Shipper in the manifest talked about sending frozen fish from a Pacific country to Central or South American country. All right, well, there's a commercial shipping industry. Frozen fish makes some sense. But we knew a lot about the ship. The ship didn't have any refrigeration on it. So how can you be sending frozen fish? Well, we found there were several $100,000 worth of weapons that were going to be smuggled into a country that way. So we begin that process before the containers even boarded.
Tom Ridge says that story shows how his agency is making progress, although only about 6% of shipping containers are closely examined. The secretary spoke in a conference room at his agency's headquarters. A photograph outside the door served as a warning of what could go wrong. It was a picture of the wreckage of the World Trade Center. To stop future terrorists, Ridge says the government has begun a program to photograph and fingerprint foreigners when they pass through airports.
We've apprehended probably 200 to 300 people as a result of it.
Suspected of serious crimes.
Correct.
But not necessarily of terrorism.
Correct. But in time, as we gain more information about terrorists and terrorist organizations and make that available to our professionals at our ports of entry, the opportunity to identify a terrorist gets much, much greater.
Your department's inspector general found that when the U.S. government sent agents to Saudi Arabia to try to keep track of people who are applying for false visas, if that happens in Saudi Arabia, that they suffered from a lack of funding, from a lack of expertise, and in fact, 9 out of the 10 people sent to Saudi Arabia to look out for illegal entrance toward the United States couldn't even speak Arabic. How'd that happen?
Well, it's interesting that we appreciate the work that the Inspector General does, but frankly, you don't necessarily need to speak the language in order to check all the background information relevant to an application from someone from Saudi Arabia.
Do you think that program is working well?
Well, the program just began. Let's give the Department of Homeland Security and the Security Visa Program an opportunity to mature. The first place we wanted to go was Saudi Arabia. They have sufficient financial support, don't necessarily need the language training, and make no mistake about it, there's need for Arab-speaking and foreign language-speaking analysts, not just reviewing visas, but frankly, reviewing intelligence information that we glean from around the world. So the absence of foreign-speaking agents in the Security Visa Office is the least of our problems.
Democrats in Congress recently put together a report on border security in the United States. You're smiling.
Yeah, I read the report.
Their finding was that there were large stretches of the border between U.S. and Mexico with no effective law enforcement presence.
You know, it's fascinating to me, given what we have done during the less than 2 years with this department at our borders, to suggest that we aren't far safer than we've ever been. There are gaps, admittedly, but we've moved quickly to fill as many of them as we possibly can, and we'll continue to do so in the future.
The number of people being detained at the borders has increased, as I understand it.
Yes. We have deployed more people and more technology at the border because a illegal alien smuggling network can not only bring in workers looking for economic opportunities, Mexican workers do, but also terrorists and those who would support terrorism. So we need to crack down and have cracked down on that.
And some of the people being detained at the border between the U.S. and Mexico are not from Mexico. Can you give me an idea of how many people who've been detained are from countries that would cause you concern, like Afghanistan or Iran or Iraq?
I can't give you that number specifically with the countries, but a couple hundred from what we might consider special interest countries as of January this year.
That sounds scary. Should we be scared?
We have 7,500 miles of land border, and we have thousands and thousands of miles of coastline. And no, I don't think you should be scared. I think you should be comforted knowing that we are obliged as a country of immigrants to keep the doors open, but also a country concerned about its security and preventive measures at our borders. I suspect that the pace which we've proceeded in less than 2 years is something we're going to have to sustain for the next several years. But the pace may slow, but we'll never, ever get to a point where I think we can say to ourselves, we've done it all. There's nothing more to be worried about. There's no other gaps we need to fill.
We've been talking to Tom Ridge, the Secretary of Homeland Security. Mr. Secretary, thanks very much.
My pleasure. Good joining you. You bet.
Tom Ridge answered many other questions about a complicated issue, and you can hear the extended interview on our website at npr.org.